Hello and welcome to the Money Control Real Estate Show, where we provide actionable advice from real estate experts, developers, and first-time home buyers every week. In this episode of the Money Control Real Estate Show, Money Control's Vandana Ramnani talks to Santosh Agarwal, CFO and Executive Director, Alpha Corp, to understand the options available to home buyers stuck with incomplete projects and what they should be aware of in the event of a third party or a new developer taking over. Hi, Santosh. Welcome to the Money Control Real Estate Show.
Hi, Vandana. And thanks for inviting me on this show. It would be a real pleasure to have a discussion on this.
Okay. Thanks, Santosh. So, Santosh, your company has taken over three stuck real estate projects in Delhi NCR following approval of the resolution plan by the National Company Law Tribunal. You're also planning to take over other projects in the future. So why don't you, help our listeners understand the process of a third party takeover of a stuck projects and whether, you know, this has to go through a binding legal process or the takeover can be a direct or a private one.
So, Vandana, generally there are three processes of taking over a stuck project by a new developer. Mm-hmm. One is through the process of a IBC process, where it's a very normal process, where somebody goes for a application under Section 7 for the insolvency and the RP gets appointed and you can take over the project through that way.
Okay.
Another process is through the High Court under Section 230 of the Companies Act, where a compromise deed, compromise scheme gets presented before the court and you can become a party into that.
Okay.
And the home buyers have the choice to select different mm-hmm. schemes. Third is a thing where the RERA authorities is the new developer. So
okay.
there, the buyers can select the new developer and can approach the RERA authorities to change the developer.
Okay.
And in my opinion, all this process should have a legal binding.
Okay.
Legal binding comes out when there is a court process involved and you get a stamp over your agreement with the new developer of okay. the court. So it is binding and enforceable by everyone.
Okay.
It is very important. You
okay.
can do the private deal with the new developer, but there are issues. You know, there are certain issues. Somebody may be filing a suit. He doesn't get a legal, immunity from the development of the project, from the new cases and all.
Mm-hmm.
Here the problem comes out if somebody starts filing new suits, the project which has already been taken over by the new developer can be stuck in between. So it is the process which should be a binding offer. And there are three processes to it, either NCLT, High Court, or through the RERA.
Okay.
And here the buyers always have the option to negotiate with the new developer, negotiate on a terms which is favorable to them and which is acceptable.
So, Santosh, tell me, how much time does it generally take for a new developer to start construction on a stuck project?
Generally, from the date of final approval, it should not take more than 6 to 9 months in a normal scenario
mm-hmm.
where you have not asked and the authorities are not with the adverse views and they are going ahead with the sanctions given by NCLT.
Okay.
Whenever the authority takes a different view, like mm-hmm. if you have asked certain kinds of waivers from the authorities, and authorities don't agree to those waivers, mm-hmm. then it takes a little longer time that you have to go further again to the NCLT for a directions. However, there is a clear-cut Supreme Court directions and there is a clear-cut government directions on these authorities to accept the resolution plan. But we have seen that these authorities generally go for an appeal against these resolution plans for the for their own purposes and all that. So that delays the program. Otherwise, generally, the project should start within 6 to 9 months. It should not take more than that time.
And what is it that home buyers should be aware of in case a new builder is taking over their incomplete projects? Things such should they be prompt in filing their claims, etc.? I mean, what are the things
yes.
that they should keep in mind?
So these are very important questions which you have asked, Vandana, that every home buyer should be aware about their rights. Every buyer should be ready with all the documents, whatever they have executed with the previous developer. They should be very prompt enough in submitting all their documents with the RP or while negotiating with the new developer. They should bring everything on record, whether they have a site letter, where they have a discount letters. You know, generally, I find that these buyers who have a site letter or site credit notes gets a little high problems or little, you know, larger problems in that how to deal with them. Since in an RP process, RP doesn't have those much of documents in his possession. So it is always better for the home buyers to bring whatever documents they can bring it on record. That helps the new developer also and them also to decide a fair deal.
And once a new developer takes over, Santosh, where does he arrange funding from? I mean, does he approach the Swami Fund or other financial institutions? And is it easy to get funding?
Vandana, in this case, what happens, it depends upon the developer to developer. Generally, initially, the developer has to put in the money from their own pocket. After that, the government has come out with a Swami Fund. However, the conditions of Swami funds are such like that sometimes it is not very easy to get through the funds from the Swami fund. But then what happens, you can approach the banks. If the project is bankable and you have negotiated well and the developer has understood the project completely, then it becomes a bankable project and anybody can approach any financial institution for getting this funded. And if all the legal processes have been completed, the banks do not hesitate generally in funding of this.
Santosh, what happens to the home loans that home buyers may have taken when they booked the project? And what happens when a new developer takes over? Do they have to apply for a new loan? And also, you know, what happens to the builder-buyer agreement, Santosh?
So, Vandana, it totally depends upon the negotiation. However, if you ask me, any new developer, whoever comes in, doesn't want to get binded by the old agreement. So, he puts this as a condition in his resolution plan or the scheme that no third-party agreement should be enforceable against him.
Right.
Generally, this kind of condition you would find in the resolution plan. So, what happens that after the project gets completed, there's all financial institution approaches the builder again for getting this thing executed.
Okay.
Here, those buyers who have continued paying their EMIs well in time and they are regular, they will generally not face any problem and the new developer will take over those loans on those properties and they can continue paying that. The people who have stopped paying the EMIs generally get problems since their civil records has gone haywire and all that. So here the little problem comes out, but I'm sure in the coming scenario, these bankers are coming up with the schemes where they can fund these projects also. There should be a fair disclosure both the side from the new developer and the buyer. And I don't see a problem for the home buyers. The older TPT gets invalidated based on the scheme. However, the new developer generally signs a new TPT with the new agreement with the new buyer. And about the builder-buyer agreement, it depends developer to developer. Certain developer wants a new builder-buyer agreement to get executed. Like I have validated all the old agreements in my schemes.
Okay.
I have said these are subject to the condition mentioned in my resolution plan. Otherwise, the old builder-buyer agreements are validated.
Okay.
Some of the people have gone ahead and tried to execute a fresh agreement with a fresh date and conditions, which generally, you know, it creates a new cumbersome process for the execution of the documents for the home buyers, which we have been successful till today from, you know, not to executing that and validate the old agreements.
And one more thing, Santosh, how does a new builder ensure that the construction quality of the project is taken care of, considering that the project had been left abandoned for several years? Do you also make changes to the main design of the project?
So, Vandana, I can talk about ALFA here. There is a standard process in ALFA. Whenever we take over project, we appoint consultants, we appoint architect, and we appoint good agencies like Bureautas or IIT to validate the structural stability of that particular building.
Okay.
And then we start constructing on that. If we find there is bad building, construction is not good, or that has deteriorated, then
Okay.
we demolish that area and start new construction, or we reinforce that area. So this is a normal standard procedure in Alpha that we follow. And generally, this should be followed upon. So this actually gives the strength to the developer also. And this reposes the faith of the buyers that yes, whatever building was there, that building is good and habitable. Especially in the current scenario, this has become more challenging. And people have started asking for the revalidation and all that. After a collapse in Gurgaon, many people has come across to us and has taken the copies of our textbooks, which we happily have provided to them,
Okay.
that we have no issue in sharing these reports with them, whatever is done. So they get satisfied, yes, their construction is good, and it further construction can be carried out on this. For the design change, yes, we do. It is based on, like I told you, new NBC 2016 has come into the enforcement, so we have to carry out with these things, and we get it validated by the authorities again. So yes, we do make changes based on the legal requirements and all
Okay, and you also have to get your licenses renewed, right? Because the project was
that. Yes,
abandoned.
that's a normal process. Yes,
Okay.
that's a normal process. Every builder has to get it revalidated, and
Right.
you have to get it transferred in your name as well.
Okay, so do you generally go with the name of the old project, or do you also change the name of the project altogether?
So generally, buyers want us to change the name, Vandana. I
Okay.
have came across that they want, no, we want the name of the project to be changed.
Thanks, Santosh. And with that, we wrap up this episode of the Money Control Real Estate Show. I'm sure our listeners would have gained valuable insights on what happens in the event of a new developer taking over a stuck real estate project. For more tips and tricks on how to invest in real estate, tune into the Money Control Real Estate Show next week. Bye.